All right, welcome back to Southern Fairways Golf Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen. Glad to have you on board with us. And, man, we're glad to have this fellow with us right now for sure on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. He is the Executive Director of the Alabama Golf Association. Let's welcome in Mr. Andy Priest. Andy, how you doing, buddy?
Doing great, Randy. How are you doing?
Man, I tell you what, I am doing fantastic. Of course, the Masters right here upon us, so, and we'll probably talk about that toward the end of our segment here. But, hey, look, I want to just jump right in here, Andy. I want to talk about the Alabama Golf Association, and maybe you can explain who and what the AGA really is.
Yeah, thank you, Randy. You know, the Alabama Golf Association, we've been around for 104 years. So we were started in 1915. And we are the governing body for amateur golf in the state of Alabama. And we are the Allied Golf Association with the United States Golf Association to deliver their course services such as course rating, handicap, USGA National Championship qualifying, education, whether it's on the new rules of golf or their own handicap system or the course rating system. So those are some things that we do directly with the USGA. But, you know, as a nonprofit organization, we're actually an association of member clubs. So, you know, individual members of our member clubs receive most of the benefits, but really we're the association and our bylaws is really structured as a member club. So, you know, down south, you know, Peninsula, Gulf Shores, Kiva Dunes, you know, all those facilities are member clubs of ours. So Glen Lakes. So, you know, we are, you know, proud to have 131 clubs throughout the state. And we got about 18,000 individual members representing those 131 clubs. And you know, 1,000 of those are juniors, which is fantastic. And it speaks to the hopefully the future of our membership in the state. So that's basically who we are as an organization.
We're visiting with the Executive Director of the Alabama Golf Association, Mr. Andy Priest. Andy, let me ask you, what are some of the advantages of becoming an AGA member?
Certainly, the handicap is probably the number one most visible service that we provide. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, we provide a official USGA handicap index. We use the USGA GIN, G-H-I-N, not G-I-N,
right.
Some
of those do use the G-I-N.
Yeah, exactly right. So, you know, so you have to kind of, you know, on radio, we got to kind of spell it out a little bit more for folks. But yeah, it's GHIN, and you know, it's official handicap index, and you know, we do it in accordance with the handicap system. So I think that's probably the number one touch point that we have with every member in the association. On top of that is our championships and tournaments, and that's probably the number two thing that we're really known for, and we have 19 major championships that we conduct throughout the state. I kind of have a joke that, you know, if you have a heartbeat and breathing, we have a tournament that you can play in. So that's kind of, you know, we touch on every demographic, you know, junior boys, junior girls, all the way up to the super senior men, super senior women, and everybody in between. So you know, we're proud to have that as a major part of our membership offering.
We're visiting with Mr. Andy Priest, the Executive Director of the Alabama Golf Association, right here on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance guest line. Andy, you mentioned some of the tournaments, and I know that we have a lot of folks that listen throughout the state, throughout the South, that enjoy a lot of those tournaments that you put on. But, you know, obviously in 2019, we had some rule changes that came up, and y'all had been doing, the AGA had gone around the state doing a lot of rule seminars. Of course, we attended one right there at Heron Lakes in Mobile, and I thought it was just absolutely beneficial to do that. But one of the things that I really got out of that is the USGA app. Explain that app to us. Explain the benefits of that app. And it is free. And if you're a golfer, you should probably have this on your smartphone.
Yeah, the USGA, you know, most golfers, unless you have come to either a workshop or you get one from your member club, or go to the USGA website and order a rules book, you're not going to have one. Right. And there's now three different versions of the rules book. There's a player's edition that basically the rules book speaks to each golfer as, you know, the rules book's talking to you, like, you should drop the ball here, you should do this, these are your options. So that's new this year. Then you got the full rules of golf, which, you know, is everything from A to Z. And then the third book is the official's guide to the rules of golf. And within that is all the rules, and then all the committee procedures and local rules and the rules for golfers with disabilities in the back. So it's the big book, as we call it. But the neat thing is, back to your point about the app, is the USGA Rules of Golf app has all three of those books inside of it. And it is a free download, and I encourage every golfer out there to download the app either via the, you know, Google Play or the iTunes Store, to get that on your phone. And if you want to dig into the rules even further, the official guide section, you have to go into the settings and turn on the expert mode to unlock that feature. But otherwise, you know, for everyday golfers, I believe if you reference the player's edition of the rules of golf, then that's going to guide you through a lot of the common things that you deal with as a golfer playing every day. And it includes some diagrams and purpose statements within the rules to kind of explain that this rule is specific to this situation, like the flag stick. They'll talk about what this means and what's in baked inside this rule. So it's very well done. The search feature is great as well. It's got videos inside of it to help explain rules. It's got, if you really want to test your knowledge, you can take rules questions and exams and, you know, little quizzes inside the app. So it's very well done, and I highly recommend every golfer to download it. And it's free of charge. So yeah, there's no cost to anybody.
Couldn't agree with you more. I think it's just an awesome, awesome app. Speaking with the executive director of the Alabama Golf Association, Mr. Andy Priest, right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Hey, Andy, before we got a few minutes left here, and I want to talk just a real quick about your history. Of course, you took over as the executive director for Buford McCarty, who held the position for 30 years and retired back in 2015. So let's talk a little bit about your history as you come from the Carolina Golf Association, which has well over 150,000 members, over 700 member clubs. Talk about that experience and how you are going to be able to use that experience with you and your wonderful staff to move the AGA a little more forward.
Well, you're right. The, you know, at the Carolinas it's one of the largest associations in the country, and you know, we were fortunate to have a lot of staff, a lot of ability to do a lot of different things. You know, certainly geography was huge, but I was able, you know, the thing that really drew me to Alabama for this opportunity was I knew there's a great golf tradition in Alabama, and there's a few areas in the country that I consider golfing areas, certainly the Carolinas, you know, Florida you can put in there, and, you know, Georgia, pretty much most of the Southeast. But Alabama has a great reputation, in my opinion, nationally, between, you know, some of our upper-scale facilities, you know, Shoal Creek, Country Club of Birmingham, with the Robert Trent Jones Golf Trail, with tour events that come through here, whether it's the PGA Tour, the LPGA back a few years ago, and now Symetra Tour has a couple of stops here as well. So you know, the opportunity to come bring some of those things that we did at the Carolinas on a smaller scale, certainly to Alabama, was very appealing, because the foundation was here. And, you know, Buford and left me with a great staff. He did a remarkable job through his career, because he drove the steered the AGA from, I believe it was only two or three championships when he started, to there was 12 championships when I took over. And, you know, so nationally speaking, I think Alabama's always had a great reputation for our level of competence in the rules and how we do things administratively, conducting championships. So I knew I was walking into a really good situation here, but we were able to take what was already here and elevate it more and try and deliver more services. We do a great job with championships, but, you know, certainly we're looking into other areas to grow the association, whether it's junior golf. We've got a big focus on junior golf in the future, delivering more member benefits, whether it's to our member clubs, with our tournament management product, to individual members. You know, certainly you get the handicap, you get the ability to play in our tournaments and championships, but, you know, beyond that, travel, you know, discounted travel benefits through our website, through Affinity Travel Benefits. You know, we're always looking for ways to increase the membership offering. And, you know, so that's what's exciting is to take, you know, things that we did in the Carolinas, be able to kind of plug in here, things that we can do, that we can manage and handle, not only staff-wise, but also financially, and make it worthwhile to elevate the association, but at the same time, you know, provide more and more benefits to our individual members and to our member clubs.
I'll tell you what, Andy, great job. You and your staff are just doing an outstanding job, and we encourage all of you listeners to go on their website, alabamagolf.org, alabamagolf.org. Mr. Andy Priest, Executive Director of the Alabama Golf Association, has been with us right here on Southern Fairways Golf Show. Andy, before I let you get out of here, I've got to ask you, the first major of the year coming up, the Masters, who's your pick?
That's a good one. You know, Rory McIlroy is due, and he's been playing very well this year to this point. And if anybody has been at the doorstep of a green jacket, you know, he's been at Butler Cabin on the front doorstep, but he just hasn't been able to, you know, get through the threshold. So hopefully, he can do that. That'll be a great thing for him and for golf to get the career Grand Slam at such an early age. That would be my pick as far as he's not my favorite golfer, but I think just looking at it from what he has done to this point, he would be a front runner this year.
That makes me feel real good because our pick, and our listeners can go onto our website, southernfairwaysgolf.com, and you can enter to win a great prize, and you will see that I picked Rory McIlroy, and I like to call him Rory McIlroy, and I've got him for his final at 14 under. So I think he wins the Master, and he slams the door on the Grand Slam. So thank you. That makes me feel a whole lot better, Andy, I'll tell you the truth. Hey, Andy, great job. Always great to hang out with you. We want to have you back on as much as we possibly can. Appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us right here. Some great information. And, again, we encourage folks to go to alabamagolf.org. Andy, have a great day, my friend. Let's talk real soon.
Thank you, Randy. Appreciate the opportunity.
There you go. Mr. Andy Priest, Executive Director of the Alabama Golf Association. All right, don't go anywhere. We've got more Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show coming directly at you right here on the Golf Broadcast Network.
Look out behind you. Georgia's got his-